the story. It was an era when lords and dukes and kings and knights ruled over peasant-populated villages. At a time when avenging Turks threatened a continent weakened by plague and by 100 years of war. And in a place where the tales of Robin Hood and marauding pirates were living legends. In that time and that place lived a young boy named Willie. In Willie's boyhood, the Dark Ages were still dark, and Western civilization struggled for survival. And yet, with each passing year, as Willie grew, so grew the hope of Europe's future. Christopher Columbus had discovered America. Feudal factions were being replaced by stable monarchies. Willie's well-connected family had promised him the education of a man of influence, not just any education, but the best in England. What endless opportunities there would be for a well-schooled young man at the birth of a brand new era. So, in due time, adolescent Willie left his family and home in Gloucester, England, to begin his studies at Oxford. Sheltered beneath the fabled cloisters, he studied the languages and the literature of the ancients. He read of the Babylonians and the Persians, the Greeks and the Romans, and by the time he finished his studies at Oxford and then at Cambridge, he was a real scholar. A scholar with a scholar's comprehension, with a scholar's position, because waiting for him in his hometown of Gloucestershire was employment with a wealthy, noble family. Willie's hopes and plans and destiny, everything seemed ideal. Could anyone have a future so bright? But education, comfort, and stature, as it turned out, were not satisfying to the fledgling tutor. And as the days and the months passed, he yearned for new challenges. And within a year, Willie's restless ambition introduced him to a London smuggler named Monmouth, Humphrey Monmouth. Under Monmouth's influence, Willie plunged into a life of crime with the same tenacity he had exhibited in college. Now, once again, life became a thrill, a quest, a challenge. He knew his adventure, should he get caught, was punishable by death, and yet there seemed no turning back. For the longer Willie labored in the manufacture and smuggling of his contraband, the more successful he grew, the more successful he grew, the more hunted he became. At the age of 32, Willie was one of the most sought-after criminals in the hemisphere. And over the next 10 years, the scholar-turned-criminal was chased across Europe in a relentless game of cat and mouse. In every instance, Willie outsmarted and evaded his pursuers until one day. One day, middle-aged Willie, the brilliant but notorious outlaw, was captured in the Belgian port of Antwerp. And so it is recorded that Willie, who had abandoned luxury to become an outlaw, William Tyndale, T-Y-N-D-A-L-E, William Tyndale, was strangled, then burned at the stake for illegally writing and publishing and smuggling the first English translation of the Holy Bible. And now you know the rest of the story.